Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. Well, would you believe that yesterday I actually planted snap beans, green beans. Yep, it's still planting season for me. And, you know, some gardeners, some planters go, oh, and it's spring. They can't hardly wait to get into the garden. I can't hardly wait to get something in the ground. Comes this time of year, and especially this week, the way the weather is, like, can't get out there to get the weeds out. So it kind of changes with time. But it now is the time actually to plant a lot of different veggies and have them a little later in the fall. And there are some things that you even wait until August and September to plant. And, you know, when the weather starts getting a little cooler, especially at night, have those great things that you think of in the spring, you can also have in the fall out of your garden. Or maybe you just have a container that you'd like to put a few things in. And container-wise, I think of maybe lettuce or greens and radishes. Well, you need to wait a bit on those. Probably sometime mid-August would be a good time to get those into your container or your garden to have those wonderful fall crops. But there's a whole list of other kinds of things that you could be planting right now. Get them in the ground. Get them, of course, watering is a challenge, perhaps. But get them in the ground, and, you know, with the ground temperature the way it is, they could just pop right up and get started. So what are the things that you might be planting now? Carrots is a favorite of a lot of people, and I think good carrots are hard to grow. I think you need a little bit sandy soil, but some people have great luck with carrots, and you can just keep on planting those now and into August and even early September. With a lot of these things, if you're planting seeds, what is a good idea is to look at the package and see how long it's predicted to maturity. So if it's something with 120 days, you know, that's when are you going to be harvesting those? Some of the others are, you know, 30 days, 60 days, and so you can kind of determine when you want to get them in the ground depending on when you want to get them out. So take a look at those seed packages. What else could you be planting right now? Well, beets and chard. Now, beets, some people say, oh, they taste like dirt. And other people I've heard say, well, that's why I like them. They are a unique flavor, but again, you can do so many different things with beets. They're not just pickled or they're not just cooked and buttered. You can roast them. You can add cheese. You can do all kinds of things, and they're really good for you. Chard, maybe a little less variety of how you can use chard than beets, but still, you can cook them. You can put them in salads, a lot of different ways, and they're so pretty. I kind of like chard because I think it's called bright lights, and they're so pretty and add color to your garden as well as adding good nutrition to your table. So would you believe you could plant potatoes? Yeah, you can still put some potatoes in the ground. Maybe you just want to put a few. You happen to have any potatoes that have little sprouts on them? Well, those would be good ones to put in the ground. You don't need bushels, but just a few. Wouldn't it be great to have some of those new potatoes a little bit later in the fall? So, yep, potatoes could go in the ground right now. I mentioned the beans, and you could even plant lima beans. You could even plant sweet corn. Again, you want to take a look at that seed, but, you know, corn, sweet corn, has a variety of how long it takes to maturity. Well, so, you know, if you have the space and you want to try that out, might be an interesting thing to try. Some other things that you might do seeds or you might do plants, tomatoes. Yeah, if you had a good plant, you could put that in the ground. Peppers and summer squash, that's zucchini and other varieties of summer squash. Cucumbers, and that's, I had a few plants that I'd been kind of babying along, hadn't gotten them in the ground. Well, they went in the ground yesterday, so I'm expecting them to do great things, really start crawling around soon. They like the heat, and they should do really well. And other vine crops, muskmelon, winter squash, pumpkins, watermelon. Yeah, you can be planting all of those. Unbelievable, right? If you are that spring gardener and you don't think about the year-long kind of thing, you just want to put it in the spring and see what happens, well, this is probably not of interest to you. But you might pick out one or two of these kind of favorites and plant them now. Or, as I said, some of them can be planted even into August and September, depending on how long it takes for them to mature. One of my favorite piece of information for a list of these and more information is an Iowa State University front and back page of a publication that you can get for free from your computer. You go to the ISU Extension Store, and of course there are many bulletins and so on for sale, but you can also download them and just print them and get them for free. So this is a good one, maybe the one page you just want to put up by your calendar as a reminder if you want to be what I would call a fall gardener, so that you can get those fresh crops into the fall, not just now. And you know, and you get the space cleared out, get the weeds cleared out, hey, you're in good shape to have some great produce a little later in the fall. Well, something else that can happen, especially at this time of year, and this applies more to perhaps flowers, but it could happen to some veggies, but powdery mildew can be a problem with the high humidities that we're having, the rain that we finally have had, and the heat. Powdery mildew, especially when it's warm at night, it just kind of promotes that powdery mildew kind of thing. And that, of course, is that you look at the plant and it looks like it has some powder on the leaves. That's probably powdery mildew. And some plants that are more apt to get that, I find my lilac bushes often have powdery mildew, but some others are phlox, coreopsis, rudbeckia, or that's black-eyed Susan, and monarda, that's bee balm, often have powdery mildew on them. So the first thing to do, of course, is if you're planting new ones, is get some that are resistant to powdery mildew, and there are some. And the second thing to do is to give them a little space. They need some air moving through them, some circulation. And I find phlox is one of my favorite plants that's blooming right now. And, you know, they kind of multiply, and so it's easy for them to get really crowded. So I just go in and snip out a few of those stems and try to provide them with a little more air circulation. And, of course, around them, you know, don't plant them next to shrubs and bushes that's going to not let them get circulation. But all of those that I mentioned are great flowering plants and generally easy to grow, easy to have in around your home. So they might be favorites of yours, too. Another thing to prevent powdery mildew, because the spores that causes this come from the soil, it's important when watering to water at ground level and not use the overhead sprinklers. Water in the morning, not at night. And even when you're watering at ground level, to try not to splash the soil up. You know, if you're watering with a watering can, first try to get the water down at the ground level and then do it softly so that the water doesn't splash up, the soil doesn't splash up. And of course, if you have a bigger area, the soaker hose is the kind of thing to use, because it's going to just get the water right into the ground. More efficient use of the water and doesn't splash that water with the soil up on the plants. Also, all of these plants that we've talked about really want 6 hours, at least 6 hours of sunshine a day, and that helps to keep that powdery mildew from growing also. Don't over-fertilize plants, because that lots of new growth can be more susceptible. So use a slow-release or fertilizer, and there are many of those on the market. And finally, if the powdery mildew has developed, well, there are some fungicides that you can use to stop the growth of that powdery mildew, and there are several on the market. Just take a look when you go to the store and see what it says on there and how to use them, and that could stop the growth. Now, one of the good things about, even though powdery mildew looks awful and starts to kind of destroy some of the leaves, usually it doesn't kill the plant. So the plant will be back to have powdery mildew again next year if you don't take care of it. So just some things about gardening in a hot July week. Until next time, if you want to meet a pessimist, meet a gardener, because they're always worrying about the weather. On the other hand, meet an optimist, because they put those seeds in the ground and expect them to grow.